we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. This we find written in the book of the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 6, verse 4. Dear friends in Christ, there is the story about a man standing in front of a display in which there was the cross and Jesus upon it, pictured there. The man was looking at it, and a little boy came up to him, and he asked this man whether he knew what that was about. And the little boy went ahead and explained what happened. That Jesus had been accused unjustly, and that finally they took him and put him on the cross, and he died there. He said to him, and they killed him. And having done that, the man standing there went his way, and the little boy went off in another direction, and the man went down a block or so. All of a sudden he heard a voice shouting to him, "Hey, mister! Hey, mister!" And he hesitated, and this man noticed the boy was after him, coming up to him. And he came up to the man with enthusiasm and said, "But he rose also. He rose." Let us not make the mistake this boy made, and think only about that Jesus died, and forget even for a moment that he rose, and all that that implies for our life every day. Today we want to celebrate the greatest victory that ever took place. Men have celebrated victories in the most magnificent way they knew, but this was the greatest victory. It followed the fiercest battle that demanded the greatest sacrifice, the sacrifice of him who is the very Prince, the giver of life. It was a battle against the most powerful and the most determined enemy of God, the most treacherous. And it was the battle in which there were the highest possible stakes in the world, namely the souls of men, your soul and my soul. If Christ had lost that battle, then we would be lost. But because he won, therefore we are, in every sense, continually the victors. So this celebration of so great a victory must be done up rightly. We want to honor the victor today. We want to join ourselves to the victor. And we want to live like victors. We want to live the victorious, the triumphant life. And may the Holy Spirit direct us today as we think about this, living the kind of life that the resurrection of Jesus Christ warrants us to live, and that we should therefore be living Notice the words of the text familiar to us. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We forget so easily about the resurrection. How many times do not we recite the second article and forget the last few phrases of it? Don't meditate upon what they mean. Remember the second article, the explanation of the second article says, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And then we're inclined to say the words that follow without thought. But it goes on and says, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, so we should now live the victorious life even as he did. Now the passage that we are noting here is a passage that we all memorize in the catechism in connection with baptism. It says, we are buried with him by baptism into death. When you were baptized, you now had a part in the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. We might truly say that was your death, and you will never, in the real sense, ever have to die. Death is no longer the judgment of God upon you. That took place already when you were baptized. You were buried with Christ by baptism into death. Take that to heart. What a wonderful truth. Jesus loved you, he suffered for you, and your sin is forgiven, and death is overcome. We can say that we are baptized into thy name, most holy, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I claim a place, though meek and lowly, amongst thy host, thy chosen host, baptized with Christ and dead to sin. Thy spirit now shall live within. And now from this fact that we are buried with Christ, there flows then the fact that we must apply for our living. It says, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. In other words, start living the triumphant life, the life that this fact deserves, that Christ has risen from the dead. And what does that mean? How does that apply to our lives? First of all, forget about this thing called sin, and that it condemns you. No, sin is forgiven. He was delivered for our offenses, and he was raised again for our justification. And remember, justification means that God declares you innocent. So, when Jesus rose from the dead, you were justified. That is, you were declared innocent before God. Remember that. And now, what does that mean? It says, being justified by faith, we have peace, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Live victoriously, knowing that you have peace with the Almighty Eternal God. Live triumphantly in a newness of life by the consciousness that death is overcome. The scripture speaks of man as being, because of his sin, as a creature that lives in constant fear of death. Don't let that be true of you. Christ has redeemed you. Death is but a sleep, the entrance into eternal life. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Laugh to scorn the gloomy grave, and at death no longer tremble. He, the Lord who came to save, will at last his own assemble. They will go their own to meet, treading death beneath their feet. And remember, live victoriously as the conqueror of Satan. Jesus triumphed over Satan. Yea, the foe in triumph shouted when Christ lay in the tomb. But lo, he now is routed. His boast is turned to gloom. For Christ again is free in glorious victory. He who is strong to save has triumphed o'er the grave. Yes, we are the conquerors of Satan. In recent days, people have spoken a great deal about Satan, have gotten the attention about the existence of Satan and the thought that Satan might possess people. Remember the great truth. Satan is conquered. Remember that and don't forget it for a moment. And then we live the victorious life, not merely in what is not going to affect us, death and Satan and sin, but we live a new life. Don't let these things worry. Jealousy, lust, dishonesty obsess you and overcome you. But know that Jesus rose from the dead by the glory of the Father, and even so you can walk in a newness of life. Don't think, I am fighting these sins, and I wonder what kind of progress I'm going to make, and I don't think I'm making any progress, and what is going to happen. No, the Lord says that through him you can conquer sin, and you can be victorious every day over more and more of the sins that afflict us. Notice the words, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The Lord will give us what we ask when we ask that we might overcome sin above even what we ask or think. And what should flow from all this but a spirit of adoration? This is the life of adoration that flows from the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. How significant, how important that Christians meet today as we do to praise God, to use the greatest talents we have, to sing, the choir adding to the service by its songs, to glorify the Savior for rising from the dead. This is the feast of victory of our God. Hallelujah! Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, whose blood set us free to be the people of our God. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, and honor, blessing and glory are his. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. That is to be the spirit of victory, celebrating the Savior's overcoming of all things and all the forces against us. And we want to not merely adore him with words, but with actions. Give yourself to God. Give your power to speak, but also your power to act, to in service to God by serving your fellow man. Give your goods as a sacrifice to him because of what he has done. Yes, live victoriously. You belong to the victor through faith in him, that I might be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.